In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's my Jaden Daniels question that nobody's asked yet. He walked into the Meadowlands wearing a Doug Williams jersey, the old throwback Joe Gibbs era, early 90s Super Bowl champion Redskins gear. Now, there was not a logo on it from the old days. It was just kind of blank in that regard, but it was good looking. It was clean. It was one of the old 91 jerseys, basically. Does he rock a Doug Williams again? Does he now just wear normal clothes, or does he keep this going? Which I think is actually a great idea, to continue to wear Legends of the Past jerseys with the old kit that is not this new Commanders thing that nobody really likes.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, they should wear the old jerseys without the logo and without any of the terminology of the past that is now banned and they're not allowed to use, but they should definitely still wear those jerseys with those colors, but I digress. Do you think Jaden Daniels rocks like a 44 Riggins? Who would he wear? Would it be a 28 Daryl Green who's having his jersey retired mm-hmm. this year?
Plenty of choices.
Or was it just a one-off because Doug Williams is in the building, he's helping to mentor him, and he just did it for that first game? Because I actually think it'd be a really cool bit if that was just his thing. Every week, he rocked another player's jersey from back in the day.
So my guess is that it was just a one-time thing and maybe he hadn't thought too much about it, but somebody might want to, you know, tug on his sleeve and say, hey, by the way, this is really well received. Let's make this a thing. Let's make this something fun where instead of, you know, rolling up in like a weird suit where the pant leg is too short or like, you know, like doing a Joe Burrow where you're wearing no undershirt, no shirt, and it's just like a jacket over top.
Let's show people our style, though. Let's have some drip.
Yeah, like the arrival and like weird big sunglasses. Don't do any of that. Wear throwback Redskins jerseys from when they were awesome.
I would be so here for that. That is such an easy way, by the way, to indoctrinate yourself with your base. You know, you think about it almost like from a political standpoint. That hilarious movie with Zach Galifianakis and Will Ferrell.
The Candidate?
The Campaign, I
Campaign.
Think. Maybe it was The Candidate. But
The Campaign Candidate.
Marty Huggins was the actor, was mm-hmm. the character's name that actor Galifianakis played. Where he's like, I'm going to bring a broom because it's a mess. Remember that guy?
Yes, of course.
So funny. Well, I bring this up to say that there's like scenes in that are great because they go like from one speech to another.
It's like Will Ferrell at the various campaign stops where he places like, auto workers are the backbone of our country. And then he cuts to the next place.
He's like talking to auto workers.
Yeah, the people that weld on Thursdays are the backbone. Like everybody, whoever's local is your favorite. That's what you do.
But in politics, you do that. You're just trying to rally the base. You say what needs to be said. You do the thing that everybody wants. They're frothing at the mouth for.
At WWE, if you're a face, you're cutting the promo at home. You're like, right. You're in Pittsburgh. Like, how about the Steelers? Yay.
It'd be such a layup for mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels to just come into the stadium every single week in the old gear. And I don't know if it was his idea to do that. Do you think it was his idea?
I do.
Or someone got in his ear and was like, hey, man. You know it would be a good move. Doug Williams is in the building still. He's your mentor. Mm-hmm. Like, what if you rocked a Doug Williams jersey?
I think it was his idea.
I hope so. That would be a good sign if it was.
Yeah, because now but if you're asking him to do it every week, all 17 times, now it's like how many jerseys are you gonna be shelling out the money for, right? Like a couple hundred bucks for a nice replica jersey or whatever for however many weeks.
So where do you stand on it then? Do you think he rocks a jersey or does not?
I do not think he does.
I'm going to say he does, and it's going to be my new favorite bit. I think he wears a jersey tomorrow. They're in Miami. I think it's Riggins who ripped off the touchdown run against the Dolphins. Yeah, pretty good move. And listen, if you're over there, Commanders people, right now, you're hearing this. It's not too late. Just put a little birdie in somebody's ear. Let's get him a 44. We'll go clean burgundy. The last one was the white joint from the 90s. This could be a burgundy Riggins if we want to go that route. If he wants to keep with the white look, he likes that fresh, clean look.
Give me that 82
white
jersey.
Air Force Ones or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. We're going to go 44 because you're playing the Dolphins, and everybody remembers the iconic play of John Riggins putting a Super Bowl on ice. But that could be the Jaden Daniels thing that he does before every game. I think it would be awesome.
I'll be so in. So in.
We had a caller that just called in, Melvin from D.C. He said that Jaden wore that in for Doug Williams' birthday. So that's what he said that he was told or that he heard or read somewhere that he wore for Doug Williams' birthday. So it might be a one-off. We'll have to see. Hopefully it's not. I'm with you. I think the idea of it is cool if he does it every week, but if it was one-off,
for his birthday. I just know he wore Doug Williams' jersey going into the stadium. And the amount of attention that came out of that was unbelievable. The amount of fans clapping like seals and people screaming into megaphones.
Yep.
How awesome he was. Jaden Daniels is awesome! It's just everyone wants to like you and put you over. And when you do something like that, you're appealing to your base. You are appeasing the people that matter the most that are going to cheer you on. What negative could come out of doing it again with another jersey?
So my birthday's coming up pretty soon, right? We want you the little 81 jersey on there. The little Arthur Monk jersey.
That's your number?
Yeah.
I thought your number was 14 at George Washington.
Well, it was Dan Rouillet. I was a 14, but I don't know. Are there great? Brad Johnson wore 14. That's not that exciting. Give me 81.
You didn't say Art Monk. You understand where I'm going with this?
Yeah, like it's for me. He's going to do that for me.
So he
honored Doug Williams because he played for the team and was really great.
So for my birthday.
It's for my birthday, he'd give me an 81.
Chris Cooley,
he could wear a 47 for you. See what I'm saying?
It all makes sense now.
For Darius, he could wear a Houston Texans jersey.
I just think even if he decided initially, it's his idea. He's going to wear the Doug Williams jersey. He's going to walk in. It's a one-off thing. And I'll show off the drip next week. I got this $4,000 jacket that I want to wear or whatever. You just saw the response to that. You saw that it was fan porn. You saw that people were falling all over themselves to tell you how awesome you were for doing that.
Yes.
Just do it again.
Just do it again.
Why not spin that hit a couple more times?
Keep doing it.
There's no downside.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.